Today we hear this beautiful calling to be a missionary disciple of Christ. What does that mean, to be a missionary disciple? Meaning, all of us are being sent by God. We're being asked first to be His followers, His disciples, to be sent with a mission. What is that mission? To get to heaven, holiness. All of us have been entrusted with this beautiful mission to get to heaven, to bring other people to Christ. At the beginning of this gospel, we hear the mission of Jesus, calling people to Himself, because He is God, to bring them to heaven. He was rejected. He continues to be rejected, but He wants you and me to be disciples with the mission to bring souls to Christ. Are we doing that according to His will, not my will? We see that James and John got a little bit frustrated and they said, God, allow us to bring fire from heaven to burn these people as punishment. And of course, Jesus said, I will not force anybody to get to heaven. God is so merciful, but He's also very just, that He will not force anybody to follow Him. It is a choice. We make the choice. We have made the choice to be here. You and I have been given the choice to say yes to salvation or no. We are given the choice to say yes to God or no to God, to be with Him or against Him. My dear friends in Christ, let us ask God, calling down fire from heaven on each one of us, the fire of the Holy Spirit, so that He can rekindle in each one of us faith, hope, and charity. That He can rekindle in each one of us a deeper sense of love and reverence for Jesus and the most blessed sacrament. That He can rekindle in each one of us our vocation. Some people think that this passage is just for us priests, consecrated. No, it's for all of you as well. For all of us, if you are baptized, you're in. You have been given the mission to get to heaven and to bring others with you. So again, let us ask the Holy Spirit to give us that fire so that we can be all in with all our heart, mind, soul for Christ. There are different vocations: the consecrated life, the religious life, the consecrated laity, the laid faithful, and the holy marriage. In all those vocations, everyone is given the mission by God to get to heaven, the mission of salvation. So there are no excuses. Jesus came down to die on a cross to bring us to Himself. No excuses. We should get there. It is a must. We must get to heaven. This is what God is calling us to do. Missionary disciple, we are being sent with the graces that we need in whatever vocation you find and I find myself in to follow Christ there. We have different scenarios here. We have the first one. He says, Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. This is the type of follower who is, we'll call him the too emotional follower. He's driven by emotions. I'm so excited. I'm on fire for the Lord. I have just went to this retreat and I experienced this beautiful whatever. I went to this seminar. I went to this talk. I just went to and got the consecration to our Blessed Mother and the novena for the miraculous medal. I'm on fire for the Lord. Yeah. Emotions. But then Jesus says, Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. What about when those emotions are gone? What about when you, when the time comes when you, and I mean you, we, when that person doesn't feel that emotion, that fire? What kind of disciple are you? What kind of disciples are we? Are we just based on emotions? But again, when the emotions are gone, I don't know you, Christ. I don't know who you are. I'm really emotional right now. I'm really excited because Roe v. Wade has been overturned. But what about when they start persecuting you? When they start insulting you? What are we going to do? Are we going to stay there and continue to fight in prayer, fasting, penance? Or are we just going to leave? Are we going to leave God behind? This guy was too emotional. This emotion-based follower. Precisely, Jesus says, the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head. You will be persecuted. We better be persecuted. In our faith, we will experience persecution. Jesus was persecuted. He died on a cross. It was not easy for him. And he didn't do anything. So if you're not experiencing challenges and trials in your faith, let us ask God to help us. Because perhaps we're being driven by emotions. We will be persecuted. But we offer those sacrifices because we have been given this mission to say yes to God. We're really excited that this Roe v. Wade has been overturned because we are pro-life, because God is the way, the truth, and the life. But again, what will happen when they start persecuting you? Some people say, well, I am pro-life, but then really, when it comes to religion and faith, I don't want to deal with it. What kind of follower are you? Are you all in or not? Saints or nothing? A lot of preachers out there, they sell you the prosperity of the gospel. It's all about the prosperity of the gospel. Be prosperous and blah, 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 and all that. They don't talk about hell. There is a hell. They don't talk about repentance. It's just prosperity. Yeah, it's all good and blessing, the gospel. But hey, the gospel entails sacrifice and commitment. Entails a cross. It is beautiful, the truths of the gospel. But it's not just based emotion gospel. It entails sacrifice. What kind of disciples are we? And notice that the first man says, I will follow you. It was not Jesus who said, hey, you, come follow me. The first one goes because he's all based by emotions. He's so excited. The second one, Jesus calls. And he says, follow me. Lord, let me go first and bury my father. This is the too busy follower. He's too busy. God is not the first in his life. And Jesus says, let the dead bury their dead, but proclaim the kingdom of God. Notice, the dead bury their dead? This makes no sense. Is this a walking dead? What Jesus is saying, he's saying, you are dead. If you don't have God with you, you have no life in you. You're dead. This guy was spiritually dead. And there's a lot of walking dead. Because oftentimes they follow Christ only because they're is based on emotions or only when they feel like it. Father, I feel like I want to be at Mass today, but for the next 3 years, I'm not going to go there because I don't want to be there. Based on emotions, You are too busy. The too busy follower, that God is not the first in his or her life. He's too busy doing something else. Father, I'm on vacation and I didn't find a church. Really? That's what we're called, the Catholic Church, universal, where everywhere God be praised. No excuses. We need the grace to get to heaven. It's getting uglier out there. What kind of disciples are we? Are we with God or are we not? We are with God. We want to remain with him. This guy was spiritually dead. We better be praying daily. If not, we're spiritually dead as well. And we'll be like this kind of follower who is too busy doing something else. God has to be the first in your life, in whatever vocation you have. Everything else will come to an end. But the promise that God has made, that he will bring us to himself, still standing, has no expiration date. Let us ask God to give us the graces, the fire of the Holy Spirit to help us to God to have God as the center. He is the number one. He should be the number one always. And then the last follower. I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home. This is what I call the too attached follower. He's too attached to family and things. Family is a blessing. But again, God has to be the first. If I have family over, but I haven't seen for years, hey, I gotta go to Mass. You coming with me? No? Okay, well, you know where the food is. I'll be back. God is the first. He's too attached to things. Jesus says, no one sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. What kind of disciple are you? What kind of disciples are we? As we continue to pray for one another, let us ask God to give us the grace. Again, calling down fire from heaven, the Holy Spirit, to rekindle in us our faith, hope, and charity, that we may be faithful disciples, that we may be committed disciples, that we may continue to listen and obey like our Blessed Mother, that we may continue to strive to be holy daily, faithful in prayer, faithful to this blessed sacrament, because we want to get to heaven. We want to be able to see God face to face. This is the mission that you in your vocation and me in my vocation has been entrusted with. Let us pray for one another so that we may continue to surrender and do whatever Christ is asking us to do. Please stand. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things.